Well, I guess that may be the neutral's view, but you know, the only thing we're taking for granted is that we're playing at home, and it'll be its 12:30 kickoff, so we won't need the lights either.
No. Well, you have the best playing surface probably in Donegal, so everybody very much looking forward to that. I mean, just referring to the lights there last night, just one of those unfortunate things that happens, and it took the gloss off what was otherwise a really great occasion for Buncrana and people associated not just with Derry City but the Inishowen Football League.
Yeah, it was very disappointing for everybody concerned, an electrical fault to the generator, and we have to get the full extent of the damage reviewed on Monday. But it's just one of those things, Chris. It's not the first, it certainly won't be the last. There's been Scottish Premiership games, there's been English Premiership games, League of Ireland games, GAA games. It's happened across all sports and all codes regularly over the last 10 or 20 years. So it's just unfortunately their turn last night.
And do you know any more? I mean, was it just a freak of nature?
Yeah. Just an electrical fault within the wiring was burnt away, connected, and I wouldn't be very electrical or mechanical myself, so I just have to wait and get the full extent, but it was an electrical fault, you know.
And of course, what we have heard since the game has been refixed for that date later on in the month, so the word was got out pretty quickly about that Tuesday, the 21st of March at 7:45.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right, yeah.
Well, as you mentioned, you won't have any problems with that. A 12:30 start tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, we've entered a common league. You requested an early kickoff, and getting back to your original question, you know, we're delighted to have home advantage for the game, but that's as far as it goes. That's the only advantage we have, is that we're playing on a pitch the Royals used to play on.
Yeah. And, of course, with players in your panel who know what this competition's all about, would love to get to a final and to lift that trophy once again.
Yeah, absolutely. We've qualified for the last four semi-finals, so we're looking to make it for, you know, the fifth in a row. But you know, it'll be a tough game. Roscommon are probably one of the new teams coming up, Chris. They had needed a point in their last league game away to the present holders Clare, and they went down to Clare and they got the point that they required. They defeated the Cavan Monaghan League 3-0 in their last game. They're travelling full of confidence. They're coming up today. They're preparing properly for the match. And I think that, you know, I was just looking on their website, and their last comment is that while we expect a tough game in Inishowen, we fully expect our Scotland League to advance to the semi-finals.
Yeah. Absolutely, nothing can be taken for granted in this competition. In terms of your own playing personnel and the squad and the training the last couple of weeks, have you been able to get them together as much as you would have liked?
No, I probably got into the first game in a long number of times. We haven't got the squad together. We are meeting this evening for an hour, and We'll assess who's available and who's not available. We have the panel probably stretched to the limit for this game. Nigel McMonigal's away would work. Michael Barr is question mark over Michael. And we've two lads picked up injuries over the last month, Dylan Ruddy and Fergal Harkin. So we work with a 22 man extended panel, so we're down to probably 16 or 17 players. But myself and Paul Hegarty are confident enough that the strength and depth is there that if we perform, yeah, and take our chances, you know, we give ourselves every chance of winning.
And in recent years, I mean, it has been that strength and depth in the panel that has played such an important role in your success.
Yeah, and a lot of players, you know, the year we won it, I think we might have used 21, 22, 23 players, you know, over the course of the whole season. And it's pretty much the same this season. We've used quite a few players because there have been players that have been unavailable for one game or another for particular reasons, but you know, we were happy enough that the players we had come in and done the job. And, you know, they're fighting for their place, you know, for the next day, if there is a next day. So, you know, the opportunity is there for them, and that's the carrot.
And having won this competition, of course, it's put Inishowen football on a really high pedestal. It's given you the national profile. Anybody around in any of the leagues around the country knows that Inishowen Football League is one of the strongest, and it's a great credit to all involved, and yourselves and the management, and certainly the effort over the last few years to really concentrate and push on this competition. Sometimes maybe the players were there in the past, but not always was the strongest team got out for the Oscar Traynor Cup.
I think it's always a difficult one for every league, Chris. You know, we would have a lot of situations with a lot of good managers in the past, but there would have been club managers at the same time. And, you know, that in itself can create a bit of, you know, hassle, for want of a better word. But, you know, I'm not directly involved with any club on the playing scene in the league. And, you know, Paul Hegarty's still playing. Quigley's Point himself, he's not in any of the management setup. So, you know, myself and Paul came together and we decided at the start that we were going to identify players, maybe they come up through the youth academy and we're playing in the senior teams now. And, you know, it has worked for us over the last 5 or 6 years, I have to say that.
Yeah, and the clubs have really rode in behind you, and you get support from all of them. And even a match like this, you know, obviously it does help to have people there on the sideline roaring you on.
Oh, absolutely. We have great good rapport with the clubs, and we work with the team managers. All we ask is that, you know, the nights that we have something on, that they release them to us for that night and that week. You know, a lot of the time we tell the players it's not our job to get them fit. You know, their fitness work comes from themselves and from their clubs. You know, and especially if you put in the work at the start of the season, that's what can carry you for the length of the season. And, you know, we work with the clubs and the club managers, and, you know, all the managers back us, and they want to see the team doing well, and they want to see their players in the squad as well. So that all helps, you know.
And credit to the groundsman at McGinn Park. Let's face it, one of the reasons why it is such a decent surface is that the time and commitment and care has been put in to ensuring that this pitch really is looked after.
Yeah, you have to, you know, like, I mean, people don't really understand the amount of games that are played on McGinn. You know, we have obviously our own league games that are on finals and that on it. We have the youth boys and the girls academy. There's six squads in the boys' academy. There's the under 18 team who are actually away to Wexford today for their quarter final, and I wish them luck on that, Paul Doherty and them. And you know, we have our ladies and our girls teams, and all those organisations use McGinn as well. There could be, like, in last year, Chris, there was 135 matches or something played in McGinn in the calendar year. And you know, to maintain a pitch that standard, we're absolutely very, very lucky to have Adrian Cutliffe. Adrian is in that game professionally, but on a voluntary basis, he's part of the Parks Committee as well, and he takes great pride in looking after the pitch, and he has it in top condition for, you know, every game that is played in there. And even last night, you know, Limerick were very, very impressed with the standard of the pitch there last night. Mm.
So, in conclusion for tomorrow's match, what's the pre-match build-up entail? Will the players be there in good time?
We normally go meet up for breakfast in the morning, get them together nice and early, Chris, and then we go through a team meeting. We go to them again then, and the physio's there, if anybody need a rubber or anything up there, we get that out of the road fairly early. And then just go through our normal routine then. We don't change it from match to match. We warm up and we're back in the dressing room 15, 20 minutes beforehand. And get everything done then, and get ready for kick-off and take it from there.
Yeah. And the Roscommon team, has anybody from the management seen them in action? Do you know much about them? Are there any players that you're particularly aware of that you need to watch carefully?
No, I wouldn't be aware of individuals as such. I've just been following their results on their website and their match reports on the website. I am aware that two players that at Lone Town picked up only about 6 weeks ago. You know, and at Lone Town made a fabulous start for, you know, in the League of Ireland First Division after struggling there for a couple of years. So they have lost two players at Lone Town. So, like, I mean, they're having players of that standard. You know, they're going to be decent, and, you know, they seem to have the confidence in their own team. And also, I think we have to take into account that the last time we played Roscommon in McGinn Park, they beat us 4-2 as well. So we certainly won't be taking them for granted.
Yep. And if you go through to the semi-finals, is it an open draw, or do you know at this stage who you play in the semis?
No, it'll be an open draw, and that'll probably take place at the next FEI Junior Council meeting once all the quarter-finals are played.